And that traditional Melanesian song introduces us to the islands of New Caledonia. That's a French territory which has launched a campaign to let Australians know more about the island's gastronomic delights. Veronica Matheson talked to New Caledonia Tourism's Australian director, Caroline Brunel, about the taste treats in store for tourists who go there.
Now, when I go to New Caledonia, I would expect to find lots of French food. Would that be correct?
Absolutely, yeah, you would. You wouldn't be disappointed. But not only, and I think that's a nice point of difference, it's a real kind of mixed influence, you know, with Melanesia as well, as the first inhabitants in New Caledonia were the Kanak people. So it's a lovely fusion of flavors in general. It transpires through everything, the culture, the language, the food itself, obviously, and it's really quite an interesting mix, because you get a lot of places in New Caledonia, like restaurants, where you will see chefs, you know, being very classically trained with the French techniques, but using all the local fresh produce, and it creates just this fabulous, you know, flavor on your plate.
Sounds delicious.
There is, interestingly, a very strong tradition of stockmen, actually. So you can find French cowboys in New Caledonia, which a lot of people don't know about. If you go further north of Noumea, you will find, you know, a lot of agriculture, a lot of stockmen, as I said, and the beef is very famous, actually, in New Caledonia.
They also have some venison, don't they?
Absolutely, and yes, it's delicious. It's a meat of choice in New Caledonia. So you can have venison, you know, in all sorts of form and shapes, like venison skewers on a barbecue, you know, or just beautiful fillets in, you know, one of the many restaurants or resorts around the island. And yeah, it's a fabulous and delicious food indeed. So for the Melanesian, for the Kanak people, one of the very, very important vegetables through, you know, all their kind of the culture and the history is the yam. So there's a very important culture of the yam. There is also a very kind of importance given to the avocados, the avocados of the Loyalty Island in particular, and they're just huge, gorgeous avocados, and they're celebrated through festivals, actually. So there's a festival of the avocado every year on Maury Island, on one of the Loyalty Islands, and also a lot of beautiful seafood, you know, coming from the largest lagoon in the world. So New Caledonia is surrounded by this lagoon, which is a UNESCO heritage site, so it's well protected. But obviously, you know, we have fantastic products coming from the lagoon. So if you go, for instance, to the market in Noumea, you will have access to all this fresh seafood, including the prawns, which are absolutely amazing, very meaty, very sweet, and very popular, you know, for Japanese people. So a lot of these prawns actually get exported to Japan.
Caroline, you're making me very hungry.
Salivating now.
But also, food has become such an important part of the travel experience, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of the key motivators for travel at your doorstep. New Caledonia is only just, you know, less than 3 hours from Sydney. So just easy to hop on the flight and obviously, you know, have access to these amazing experiences. Supermarkets, obviously, in New Caledonia, a lot of big French brands. So being French myself, when I go to New Caledonia, I'm always very nostalgic because I find, you know, all the amazing wine on display and really actually quite cheap. You know, I know New Caledonia has a perception of being an expensive destination, and it's not a cheap destination. It's probably similar prices to what you would find here in Australia nowadays. However, you know, the wine in the supermarket and the cheese and the bread is still very much, you know, available and affordable, and, you know, makes this amazing potential picnic food, you know, in front of, again, this beautiful lagoons. It's nice. They call New Caledonia the land of eternal spring because it's a lovely kind of balmy 24, 25 degrees temperature year-round. and it's quite a mild kind of climate. It's actually at the level of Mackay in Queensland, so it's not too hot. It's not fully tropical. It's more like semi-tropical. You can have the most amazing cocktails of fruits and obviously fruits as well themselves on offers. Again, at the market, it's fantastic, you know, to have access to all these fresh products.
Tell me a little bit about the Cannock culture. I mean, I gather they would have a very different way of cooking their food, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the very traditional meal that you can find and that you can experience as well when you go to New Caledonia, especially around the north of New Caledonia and on the islands, the outer islands, is what they call the bunya. And the bunya is quite similar to the hangi in New Zealand. Yes, this is kind of cooked, obviously, on the ground. And this is either fish or meat with coconut milk, with yams, with sweet potatoes, and it's all wrapped, you know, in banana leaves and cooked underground for hours. And it gives this beautiful, moist dish, which is really lovely to share as well. So if you get the opportunity to stay within the tribe, which is something you can do actually when you travel around New Caledonia, that's one of the real unique experiences you should do and you should try. And, you know, just share it then with the rest of the tribe and the family and really be a part of the local life. And that's a unique experience. One of the things a lot of people don't realize about New Caledonia is the mainland is very long. It's about 400 kilometers long, and it's a beautiful place to self-drive. So hiring a car is, you know, one of the best ways to discover New Caledonia. Obviously, you know, Noumea and the whole cosmopolitan and very French, you know, side of things. And then if you go further up north, you will have that real unique Melanesian experience.
Now, a lot of people are actually going to New Caledonia via cruises, aren't they?
Very much so, yeah. We have probably about 400,000 people going on cruise to New Caledonia every year. And to give you a bit of a ratio of the number of Australians, at least who travel via plane, we're close more like the 20,000 mark. So that's a big, big difference, obviously. The cruise market, you know, it's a fantastic way to get a feel for what New Caledonia has to offer. However, obviously, it's limited, the number of time or hours that you get to spend in destination doesn't really allow you to see as much as there is to offer, and especially, I guess, around Noumea, because a lot of the crews arrive on Sunday or Monday when many shops are closed. The cruise terminal is not right, you know, near the tourist action, so especially, you know, Onsvata Bay or the Lemon Bay as well, which are beautiful areas to visit with lots of restaurants, lots of great nightlife. So it's really worth kind of trying to go further and explore a bit more. And that's why I really encourage people to obviously, you know, go on a cruise, have a look, have a feel for Noumea, for the Isle of Pines, for one of the Loyalty Islands.
But
really come back, absolutely, to get under the skin of what New Caledonia has to offer. I think that's really the only way to get to understand it and to actually see how amazing and beautiful this place is.
You've got a French accent, so I imagine you originally come from France.
I do indeed.
So have you been to New Caledonia a lot?
Yes, I've been to New Caledonia quite a few times now. And yeah, I've traveled pretty much in all the key regions and areas. I rented a car. I took my family. It's a really fantastic spot. The most recent one I did was very much a couple's trip and retreat with my husband on the Loyalty Island of Uvea. And this was absolute paradise, very much, you know, 50 shades of blue, if I can say. You know, amazing snorkeling and trips. Like, I'm not a diver, but I got to see, you know, rays, manta rays, sharks, turtles, just on a snorkeling trip, because again, this is such a well-preserved, you know, lagoon, and the reef as well. It's actually the second largest reef in the world after the Great Barrier Reef. But the beauty of it is, you know, because it's very unspoiled, you can be pretty much on your own. That's what we're trying to change a little bit. Yeah. The tourism board, I mean, the ambitions are not to, you know, grow tourism at a critical stage and just get it to somewhere we cannot control. It's very much to, you know, stay in line with what the country, you know, can offer and make sure we develop the experience, yeah, you know, on the ground. So, yeah, there's absolutely a lot of experiences for a lot of different types of travellers.
That was Veronica Matheson with Caroline Brunel of New Caledonia Tourism.